that a lot of different people will teach all kinds of crazy things on hearing the voice of God. And really, there's so many people that they want to hear the voice of God. And it's very easy to hear the voice of God, but we have to look at the Bible to determine what it means to hear the voice of God and how do I hear the voice of God. But the first point I have is this, that the voice of God, or when God speaks to man, it's never private. It's never just for that one person. It's never locked up and just for this only person's benefit. No, it's for every single person. It's always beneficial. And look, you'll find epistles that are written to people like Timothy, epistles written to a guy named Titus. But, you know, the Bible was not written just for Timothy there. The Bible is not written just for Titus there. The Bible is not written just for 1 Peter. The Bible is not written just for Theophilus. Okay, that's Acts. You know, he's not just saying, hey, I just wrote this, the book of Acts, just for you, buddy. You know, the book of Luke and the book of Acts is just for this guy, and the book of Matthew is just for the Jews. You know, there's people that'll claim that certain books of the Bible are only for a certain group of people. That's just not true, because there is no private interpretation. The Bible is for every single person, and God wants everybody to have all of his words, not just some of them, all of them, because it's never been planned to be private. Go to Matthew chapter number 10, Matthew chapter number 10, meaning that when people try to tell you that God gave you some private word, or, you know, me and God were speaking the other day and he just gave me all this information, that's just not true. And if it was true, here's the thing. If God did come to you and give you some kind of word, then we need to write it down and add it to our Bible. If you were going to be consistent with that theology, if you're going to be consistent with what they're saying, because every other place where God spoke to man, it was written down and it's contained in the scripture for us to read and for us to know, because it's not profitable just for them, it's profitable for every single person. Now, let me give you some more verses here. Matthew chapter 10, look at verse 27, the Bible reads, "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops." So of course, the Word of God, of course, certain aspects of the Bible did come to one person in private. It's not that there wasn't times in history, there wasn't times when the Bible wasn't delivered, and it came to just one person in that moment. But here's what's important about this, is that was then shared with every single person. And look what Jesus is saying. Hey, disciples, when I tell you something privately, when we're in a secret place and I give you any instruction, this is not to be private. This is to be preached upon the housetops. This is for every single person to hear. It's always been for every single person. God is light. God is not darkness. God is not going around sneaking around and creeping into your house and whispering things in your ear. No, everything that God says and does is complete light. It's to be manifested. It's to be out in the open. You know, the opposite would be people that are covering things and hiding things and making things private. This is where you get a cult, okay? You know, where you can't go to a Mormon church and say, will you tell me everything y'all believe? They won't tell you everything that they believe, because some information is only for the upper echelons. Well, you got to come into this secret temple and you got to do the secret handshakes. And, you know, this is the essence of a cult. The opposite of a cult would be the Church of Jesus Christ, which everything is thundered forth from the rooftop. There is no private information. We don't have any secret doctrines. Everything that I preach, everything that we believe should be preached upon the housetops. And specifically, if you want to hear the voice of God, if you want to hear God's word, it's contained in the scripture. It's not private. There is no like, well, I have to go sneak off and get his private telephone number. No, it's out in the open. And let me